Hi, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. And you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Abby Flies Up the Beanstalk.
Hi there. It's me, Nina. I'm so glad you're here. I'm on my way to meet Abby in her fairy garden today.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Abby. What is that giant beanstalk doing in your garden?
Oh, that's the giant beanstalk that leads to the giant's castle. The giant and I were having a playdate.
Oh, how fun. Can you tell me about it?
Oh, today we played hide and seek. The giant went to hide first. I counted to 10 and said,
"Ready or not, here I come."
So, did you find him?
Oh, yeah. I found him right away. He tried to hide under a table, but it barely covered half his body.
Where did you hide when it was your turn, Abby?
I hid in the giant's ballroom. Everything in the giant's castle is huge. So I hid behind the flowers on the table. The flowers are as tall as the trees on Sesame Street.
Whoa, that is big. And what did you do after playing hide and seek?
Well, after hide and seek, I had to come home. It was getting late, and Mommy told me I had to be back for nap time.
Oh, you sound disappointed.
Yeah, I guess I am a little disappointed. I wanted to have a pretend tea party with the giant.
I can understand why you feel that way. That would have been fun, but your wings must be tired after flying all the way down from the castle. Maybe a nap would be a good idea, to give your wings a rest.
Well, now that you mention it, Nina, my wings are kind of tired from all the flapping.
I know you're disappointed at having to end your playdate early. So how about this? To help you get ready for nap time, why don't we imagine you're having a quiet tea party with the giant?
Oh, yeah. I love imagining.
Yeah, that's the great thing about imagining. Our imaginations can take us anywhere. Even up a beanstalk for a tea party with a giant.
And I could imagine the giant making a ginormous cake as a special treat.
Yes, you can imagine anything you'd like.
Well, okay then. Let's go.
Okay, first, I have just the thing to help a tired body and wings. We can say thank you to your wings and other body parts to help us relax and be ready to imagine. You ready?
Ready.
We'll start by taking a belly breath. Put your hands on your belly and breathe slowly. In through your nose. Then breathe slowly out through your mouth. Now, let's say thank you to all your different body parts. Since you did a lot of flying today, let's start with your wings. Flap them very gently and say thank you to your wings. Thank you, wings.
Thank you, wings. You are magical.
Now your head. Softly nod your head and say thank you, head.
Thank you, head.
Don't forget your nose. You can wiggle your nose like a little bunny rabbit and say, thank you, nose.
Thank you, nose.
Next, let your shoulders relax. Move them very gently. Thank you, shoulders.
Thank you, shoulders.
Next, your arms. Give your arms a little shake. Thank you, arms.
Thank you, arms.
Now, your fingers. Let's wiggle your fingers. Wiggle, wiggle. Thank you, fingers.
Wiggle, wiggle. Thank you, fingers.
And now your tummy. Take a slow breath in through your nose and a slow breath out through your mouth. Thank you, tummy.
Thank you, tummy.
Now your legs. Gently lift one up and move it. Now do the same thing with your other leg. Thank you, legs.
Thank you, legs.
Finally, your toes. Wiggle your toes very, very gently. Feel how relaxed they are. Thank you, feet.
Thank you, feet.
Is your body nice and relaxed?
Yeah, I think I'm ready to start imagining the giant's castle and having that pretend tea party.
Perfecto.
Let's imagine that we're going with Abby to visit the giant's castle in fairy tale land. Abby plants a magic bean in her fairy garden to grow a magical beanstalk. She makes a small hole in the dirt with a hand shovel, drops the bean in, covers it with soil, and waters it with a watering can. The bean sprouts magically and grows taller and taller until it is taller than everything else on Sesame Street. The beanstalk is taller than Hooper's store. It is taller than the 123 Sesame Street building, and it reaches up to the clouds and beyond. Abby flies up the beanstalk, passing leaves and bean pods, and flying through clouds. Abby keeps following the beanstalk until she reaches the giant's magic castle in fairy tale land. Abby loves to visit the castle and see her friend, the friendly giant.
Hello.
They have wonderful playdates together. Compared to the giant and his castle, Abby is very small, and everything in the castle is very big. The chairs are as tall as the lamppost on Sesame Street. When Abby wants to sit down in one, she flaps her wings and flies up to the seat cushion. It's very comfortable. The teacups they use for the pretend tea party are as tall as Abby. The forks on the table are as big as the rake Daddy Freddy uses back on Sesame Street to gather leaves. She can use a leaf from the beanstalk like an umbrella during a rainstorm. A button can be used as a plate. Abby loves being small in the castle. There are many magical things in the castle, from talking teapots to dancing brooms and singing clocks. The clock reminds Abby and the giant when it's time for the pretend tea party. The teapot and the teacups magically appear. The table puts on a beautiful tablecloth all by itself.
Thank you, sir.
And the chairs dance up to the table like ballerinas. The giant laughs when the furniture moves, and his laughter makes the walls gently rumble. Abby and the giant like to imagine different flavors of pretend tea, like strawberry and whipped cream flavor, or tea that tastes like vanilla ice cream with sprinkles. The giant's favorite kind of pretend tea is blueberry and banana flavor. Abby's favorite pretend flavor is pumpkin with peppermint and pistachio. Abby and the giant like to stir their pretend tea with pretend spoons and come up with more silly flavors no one's ever thought of before. Along with the tea, the giant made a huge pretend cake as a special treat. It's as big as an apartment building back on Sesame Street. Because the pretend slices are so big, Abby imagines only taking one tiny little crumb. After the pretend tea party, Abby and the giant play hide and seek.
1, 2, 3.
The giant is so big, it's hard for him to find good hiding places.
4, 5, 6.
The giant tries to hide in the castle's magical garden.
7, 8.
He sits on the ground under one of the beanstalk leaves. But the leaf is only big enough to cover his head. When Abby finishes counting and starts seeking,
9, 10.
She sees the giant's whole body sticking out from under the leaf as soon as she enters the magical garden. Abby likes to explore the castle's magical garden because it reminds her of her own fairy garden. The flowers are beautiful and change colors. In the morning, a flower might be yellow and then becomes blue around lunchtime, and then purple in the evening. Some flowers have little bells that make soothing music when the wind blows. When it's time for Abby to fly back to Sesame Street, she follows the beanstalk past the clouds and the big green leaves, all the way to her fairy garden. Abby looks back up the beanstalk and sees the giant waving bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Abby.
Abby waves bye-bye to the giant.
Bye, giant! Thank you!
Before landing back on Sesame Street.